Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. And this time I have a very, very interesting guest here, Christina Crichton. So how are you, Christina?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm very happy to do the podcast with you. And yeah, before we start, for all the people listening out there, tune in. There will be probably one of the most interesting podcasts. So I'm just saying that to you. And yeah, I want to talk about your job. You are a real estate. So you agent, you work as a real estate. You sell houses. What is your job exactly? How did you get into it?
So I got into real estate actually a really long time ago. When I was married, my ex-husband and I were looking for a dental practice space to start our dental business. So I found a great location, negotiated the lease, and that was the beginning of my real estate journey. Shortly after, I got my real estate license, and my goal was to acquire commercial property and be a landlord. But my direction changed a little bit as I realized how important it is for people in America to get their first home and being part of that journey. And I love helping people and helping them find that home where they can grow their family, where they can, you know, come home and relax after a busy day and spend time with the ones they love. So yeah, went into residential real estate, and I love it. I love it. It's a nonstop job, to say the least, but the reward of seeing people happy that, you know, they had an amazing agent helping them through the process and keeping them calm and answering all their questions and, you know, just being there to the finish line.
Yeah, that's amazing. I already can hear that's your passion and you also love to help people. That makes me always happy. So what do you need to know about real estate? When somebody has no clue about real estate and ask you just that simple question, what is a real estate or what do you need to know about it? What would you say?
So I feel like a lot of people have this perception of real estate being this glamorous job based on, you know, some television shows that came out. And, you know, it can be glamorous depending on your personality, but it is a very, very hard and nonstop job. People are calling you nonstop. You have to constantly chase people, which, like I mentioned to you before, I admire your persistence and, you know, getting me on this podcast. You know, you have to constantly reach out to people, and you know, if you're not doing that, you're not going to be successful. Because you know, as much as the perception of glamour exists, if you're not, you know, putting in the work, which is a lot of work, and I'm going to tell you right now, I ran a dental business, and real estate is by far the hardest thing I've ever done, because of how many different aspects there are to it. I guess to circle back to the question you asked, you know, is it a glamorous job? You know, to a degree, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. And there's a lot of people that work together to get the transaction completed or started. You know, there's so many different steps to it, and it's you have to be on the ball, paying attention, always being resourceful. So yeah,
I understand.
Doesn't end.
It's a lot of stress, but sometimes positive, sometimes negative. I think it's always, it depends on you how you deal with that. And then I come to the next question now, because when you start something, it's always important to learn from the right people or from the right company. So from what personal company should you learn when you start being a real estate or when you work there?
I guess when I started, I was kind of a little bit clueless. And one thing, if you're starting out in real estate, I recommend following realtors that you aspire to be like, and ask a lot of questions. And, you know, a lot of I've had real estate agents who are starting out or thinking about going into real estate. They ask really good questions, which when I look back on my journey, I never did that. I kind of try to figure it out on my own, which makes the journey and the learning process a lot longer and more frustrating. But if you're, you know, if you model after somebody that you admire and want to be like, definitely, you know, ask a lot of questions, offer to help a lot, because when you're offering to help, you're going to learn so much more, even though you're pretty much sacrificing your time, but you're getting so much wisdom and experience just through that process.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because a lot of people these days, it's like they always want to take something, but they never want to give. And that's what I like about you, because you try to help a lot of people, and people should definitely use that as an example, because I think the more you help people, the more you get in return. It doesn't have to happen right now. Sometimes it takes like months, years, whatever, but one day you will get it back. That's how I feel about that.
Absolutely. When you're helping other people, and again, it's a personality. You know, I've come across people who are just takers. They want to be successful in real estate, but all they're doing is just taking. And that's, you know, people don't want to work with people like that. And you know, it's all about helping one another and growing, either as a team, as an individual, always striving for growth and having some sort of contribution towards real estate, towards the team, towards your own personal development.
That's very interesting. I like that, that you always like that and you want to help people. That separates you actually from a lot of people, I have to say that. And what is a typical day in your life? So can you maybe describe that in a few sentences?
So I'm a single mom of two kids, so my day starts with my kids. I always try to wake up a little bit earlier just to kind of have a few minutes, at least half an hour to myself, just to kind of ground myself and get my day in perspective and focus on what I need to accomplish. But my day after that is about the kids. So we start with breakfast, getting ready to go skating, and then after I drop the kids off at their training facility, I have either showings. I'm always on the phone when I'm driving, checking on deals, making sure things are on schedule for closing or inspections, appraisals. So it constantly, sometimes people forget certain things, so I have to remind them. Yeah. So I'm constantly on the phone. Also following up with past clients, buyers that I'm working with to kind of see if they're ready to buy or if they're ready to sell.
Yeah. This sounds definitely like a very full day. I can only imagine. And what would you say separates a good real estate from an average one?
I think a great real estate agent is always going above and beyond. So just kind of give you an example. I had a listing that I just closed on, and the gentleman is an elderly man that lives in upstate New York, does not have an email, does not have like a regular cell phone. So as you can imagine, everything being digital, I had to go above and beyond with sending paperwork to him. His condo that he was selling here had tons of furniture. So we had to set up a moving company to come and pack it all up. So one of the things, I was there supervising, just making sure that, you know, everything was smooth, not only for my seller, but also get the property ready for the buyers. So going above and beyond, you always have to think outside the box. Did I have to be there? No, of course not. But, you know, when you care about people, you want to make sure that they feel, you know, that they can count on you, even if it's a little bit outside of the real estate scope.
Yeah, that's always the best way to stay connected with the people, and people will remember that. And especially in that hard time now with the Corona time, as in Germany we always say Corona time to that. And speaking of that, how does that Corona time affect right now the real estate market?
During the quarantine, when everybody was standing still, it was very, very slow. Obviously, everybody's trying to figure out if it's safe to go out. But after people started venturing out, I mean, homes are flying off the shelves. There's properties that are, staying on the market for 3, 5 days maximum, in the price range of 300 to, maybe 600,000, and we really have low inventory. So more people are trying to move down here more than ever because I think as we all went online, people who are now comfortable working from home, companies are letting their employees work from home. Everybody wants to have that extra space in their house where they can call their office. You
Yeah.
know, it's not just for an entrepreneur anymore. So people are looking to buy homes for their to have extra space, not only for their kids, but also for their workspace. So it's definitely increasing the demand in South Florida, plus with the interest rates being so low, it's the best time to buy.
Yeah, I think so too. And what I heard, you probably know him also, Grant Cardone said, the warm places are the best to make business. And I kind of agree because I see that in Germany. I mean, Germany is in the summer warm and as hot as in America or all the other countries. But we have from October to April, it's cold. So it's not really snowing anymore or freezing cold, but it's definitely cold and a lot of rain. And, people get depressed here. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
People want to be in a sunny place. I mean, I'm just pacing in my patio by my pool, and I couldn't be happier with the sun shining, although we have a tropical storm coming, but it's only a little rain. It makes everything
Well,
more greener.
that can happen. You never can control the weather all the time. But I mean, if you have a lot of sunny days like you have, I mean, that's the best, definitely.
Exactly.
And how do you manage your full day, especially with work and with the, because being busy and have a lot of work is one thing, but having kids is then also another thing. So how do you manage that?
I'm not going to lie. I do get very stressed out. But
Yeah, I bet.
I think some of the things that help me stay grounded and centered is working out, finding time for myself to work out and clear my mind either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. Because towards the end of the day, I mean, with so many calls and my kids, I'm a very hands-on mom, which I think I need to start kind of loosening the rein a bit because I don't want them to be codependent forever. But they ask a lot of questions. They and I love engaging with them and talking and cooking and sometimes I feel bad because I have tons of calls coming in and as a mother, sometimes I just can't always be with them and I feel guilty. And I think every mother has this thing to relate to is the guilt sometimes that you're not doing enough. But I think as a single mom, we have to just stop and really appreciate everything that we're doing because, yes, we can do more, but I mean, at what expense? Because you want to make sure that
Yes,
your mind is healthy, your body's healthy. So
it's true.
I stay focused on, feeding my mind with books, meditating, and exercising just so I can be an excellent real estate agent for my customers, my clients, and be an excellent mother for my children.
You definitely are, so I can tell that already from talking to you. And I would say you're definitely a super mom because these days there's so many single moms, and a lot of them can't really deal with that and they don't have your schedule. So that's a definitely big, big respect for that, how you manage all that. And I'm pretty sure your kids are already proud of you, but there will be even more when they're older. So you're definitely amazing. Never feel anything bad about you. Be disappointed about you if something doesn't go along, because you do a tremendous job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think that the more, again, the older I'm getting, the wiser I'm starting to feel about, you know, I did the best I could every day. And I just, you know, celebrate that we're all alive and happy and have a, you know, beautiful place to live. And just, yeah, finding gratitude in every moment, as a family, you know, with friends, and enjoy life and not beat yourself down. Life is already hard as it is, you know?
That's true. We definitely should be more grateful for simple things. And speaking of working out, because you mentioned you work out, how many days a week do you work out, and what is your typical workout routine, or what do you like to do when you work out? Because I know some people, they like to do only weights. Some people like to mix it up with body weights, with explosive stuff. I mean, as you know, I'm a martial artist, so I train 3 times a week martial arts, and 3 times a week my strength and conditioning training, and that's basically how I train.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mix it up. I've made it after the quarantine and started, I got a chance to really reevaluate my life and find out what is essential for me every day to thrive. And every day I made it a point to go for a run. Whether it is a 10-minute run, a 20-minute run, I have to go out and just move my body for that run, because I feel like it wakes me up and gives me the good feeling that I get after, and I feel like I did something healthy for my body. I try to make it to the gym 2 to 3 times a week to do weights. Sometimes it's once a week, but at least 2 times a week, because I need to feel strong, and that helps me accomplish that. And then once in a while, I'll go swimming in the pool and do some laps, walk. What else? Rollerblading. The other day I went bike riding with my kids. So, you know, I think the essential one is the running every day, no matter how I feel, get up and just go, whether it's 10 minutes or, you know, a good, you know, 5 kilometers. That's my foundation for every day.
Yeah, that clears also your mind. So that's very, very, very good. And for all the people listening out there, when I will share the podcast then and your links in the description, if you look at her Instagram, you will definitely see she's in a very, very great shape. So I can tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I think having a healthy body is super important, because it also is in alignment with your mind. It makes you feel good knowing that you're doing something proactive for your well-being. And you know, health, something that I've been experiencing, is super, super important, and we should all be taking extra care of our bodies and minds.
100%. I totally agree, because I can't stand it when business people start telling you, oh, you only need to focus on your business, the sport and the health, you can do it later when you're older, when you grow a business. That's bullshit, because in that time you can still do everything. And you're a great example, and I know a lot of people who have way bigger businesses than all the people talking bad about training and exercising, and they still train and exercise all the time. So it's just a living proof that you can still do everything.
Yeah, I've met some phenomenal, brilliant entrepreneurs that are, you know, starting their careers out. And it blows my mind how, you know, they don't take, you know, eating healthy into consideration. I mean,
crazy, right?
It's sad, but you know what? I was once at that point. I always try to eat healthy because I've had some underlying health conditions. But as I'm getting older and I'm starting to feel, you know, more, more issues with my health, it makes you more conscious. It makes you want to do more. But I guess, you know, some people have to learn the hard way. And, you know, if you just add 20, 30 minutes of just movement and just making a healthier eating choice, you know, some entrepreneurs, they eat junk just to get through, like sugar. And I don't believe that, because, you know, long term, you're going to have all kinds of health issues.
It's true, definitely. So, do you have any last words or any last advices you want to give the people out there listening?
I guess, if you're passionate about, I don't know, real estate, being a mom or exercising, I mean, stay focused and, there's going to be bad days. There's going to be good days. During the bad days, you just have to, put one foot in front of the other and keep going. Because if you give in to that negative mindset, it's consuming. And if you guys have any real estate questions, check out my Instagram page. I always answer all my messages. And let me know what you want to hear. I try to be as educational and transparent about my life on there. So
That's awesome. I will definitely link all your accounts and all the links in the description. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that. And thank you also for all the people listening out there. Thank you for always supporting me. And yeah, just ask questions. Next time maybe we can do another podcast again, and then with some specific questions. And that will be perfect. And yeah, thank you so much again.
awesome. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So bye, everybody.